are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. This has been The Gospel and More. Stay tuned for An Islamic Point of View next. Welcome to An Islamic Point of View. Today's lecture is from Dawood Yazeen, entitled We Plan, Knowing Allah is the Best of Planners.
Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, I remind myself of the hamd and the praise and the shukr, the thanks and the gratitude that is owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift of life today and every day. And thanking Allah for the blessings that we find in our lives of family, safety, security, and health, and wealth, and all of the things that we see that people are dealing with, that Allah, through His infinite wisdom, has not placed that trial upon us. May He continue to bless us in that way. Ameen. And may we be good and grateful for these blessings that He has given upon us. Ameen. If I had to think about life, I would say that I spend a significant time of my life planning, as I'm sure is the case with many of us in this masjid. And we are encouraged to plan, no doubt, to take the means or to take something without a means. The Prophet ﷺ clarified this when a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and asked him, "Do I tie my camel or place my trust in Allah?" And he told him, "Tie your camel, then place your trust in Allah." We know that taking the means is something that the Prophet ﷺ, when he left on Hijrah, he headed south when Medina is to the north. And he left Ali ibn Talib radiallahu anhu in his bed. And so we are about people that take means. And we are encouraged, as I said, to plan. However, rarely do we find guidance around the idea of leaving the outcomes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that I want to speak about today. And again, I'm reminded by this verse in Baqarah that we hear over and over again. But Allah says in Quran, "Dhakir in the dhakra tanfa'u al-mu'mineen," that remind one another, because in that mutual reminder is a benefit for the believers. Allah says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا هُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says that perhaps it is that we detest something and it is good for us, and perhaps it is that we love something and it is detrimental for us. Allah knows, and you know not. So I find myself recently in a place where things are not going according to plans. And I've come to realize and remind us here that not everything can be planned for. And not everything turns out as planned. And we can plan all we want, but Allah's reality is what will manifest itself. What's interesting is that we plan to be successful. We plan to give love and to be loved. We plan to be healthy. We plan to be rich. We plan to acquire knowledge. We don't plan to be sad. We don't plan for failure. We don't plan for loss. We don't plan for our plans to be shattered. Sometimes what we want and what we get are two different things. And as humans, we like to think that we are in control, that we are in charge, but we're not. And Allah is in charge. And all around me, we see that we cannot control where we are in life. Many of us may know people who are not married. Obviously, they did not want that for themselves, but Allah knows what is best for them at that time, at this time. And in the same way, some people may be married but are desirous of children, but Allah hasn't bestowed that for them, for a wisdom that He knows at that time. I know many graduates struggling to find employment. It's not what they wanted, but what Allah wants for them at that time, for a wisdom that He knows. Because our plans don't match our wants and our desires, it does not mean that Allah has forsaken us. And this is something that I deal with a lot in the conversations that I find myself in with young people today. That when my needs and my desires are not met, that somehow Allah is displeased with me. Somehow Allah doesn't hear me. That is not the case. It means that His divine wisdom is greater than our wants and needs and desires. And that His decree does not work in accordance to our schedules. That His decree does not work in accordance to our schedules. Ibn Ta'ala Iskandari said, "Ruba ma a'taka fa mana'ak, wa ruba mana'ak fa a'taak." One of the great scholars of our ummah said, "Perhaps He seemingly gave you, and in doing so, has actually deprived you. And perhaps He seemingly deprived you of doing, and in so has actually given you." And how many situations have we heard? If we just look at how Badr, for example, came to play, the Battle of Hittin, how it came to play, or whatever. We don't need to have that type of reality to think about. But things just within our lives. And how do we lose that trust when we have just had the situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested it in our lives for us to experience, either with others or within ourselves? As a society, we should be careful, cautious, pointing fingers quickly. Because in doing so, we risk only looking at a situation from the lens of material presence. What do I mean by that? It's an absence that we would assume is not what Allah wants at that time, but how could it be? Because as you understand basic aqidah, that were it to be, it would be. That if something were to be other than it was, then it would be that thing. It cannot be what Allah does not want it to be, which we are all experiencing at every single moment of our lives. So perhaps the person that you are seeing that is delaying marriage is not delaying it because they want it. It's because that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not decreed it. And those unemployed people, maybe they are not lazy. They're current financial situation or because of the market, but rather that's what Allah wants for them right now. And in the same way, the couple that doesn't have children, that we like to think perhaps because they're prioritizing their careers, it's just what Allah wants for them right now. And Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, I truly recognized the power of Allah when despite my best efforts of making something happen, it didn't happen. That's when I understood the power of Allah. Because all too often, when we are given that thing, we tend to forget. That's the nature of our being. Al-insan. To forget. So here what we're saying, perhaps it is that when something is withheld, you are actually given. Given what? Giving the ability, the opportunity, the reality to strengthen your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So perhaps in that prevention, we're actually given. And those things that we just mentioned could be greater than what we were actually desirous of. How's that exchange? How's that exchange? Again, radiallahu anhu, saying, I truly recognize the power of Allah when despite my best efforts at making something happen, it didn't happen. And that shows us that Allah, in His power, in His wisdom, in His knowledge, in His irada, in His want for us, much stronger than the plans that we hope for in making something happen. And it doesn't matter how much we plan for it, it doesn't matter how much we want it, it doesn't matter what effort we put into making it, our plans will always pale in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plans. And as we experience these trials and tribulations, and we break because we didn't plan for them, we find it difficult to adjust to Allah's plans because they are not in accordance with ours. And it reminded me of this African proverb, the wind does not break the tree that bends. The wind does not break the tree that bends. How willing are we to bend when Allah sends the winds that don't align with our plans? How willing are we to bend when Allah sends the winds that don't align with our plans? It's a question that I find myself asking myself more and more and more now. And how many times do we break under this wind because of our unwillingness to bend? So our advice is what? It's that instead of becoming despondent about this fact, that we look upon the most beautiful thing that should give us solace and help our hearts, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. So even if we think that something is best for us, that our plan is perfect, ask yourself, how do I really know? How do I really know? Because there may be 100 things wrong with that plan because of our limited understanding of things that we may not be able to see. Externalities, they're called in business. Blowback, they're called in political science. And so again, just a simple reminder that is yet so profound. As I spoke to a friend last night on the phone, and asked him to walk me through and hear me out on something that I wanted to share with him that was really heavy on my heart. And after he heard, he said, Imam, I can't tell you. I don't even know much of Quran. He's a convert. I don't know Arabic. You know the verses. You know the hadith. You know Sirah. You know these things, he says to me. He says, but I can just share with you that in my years of life, the one thing that I have solace in, and he just said that, Allah is with who? He asked me. Allah is with who? Sabirin. And so as we think about this, as these plans unfold in our lives and our children, and other aspects of our life, whatever it could be, inshallah, this is applicable to something that we are experiencing or have experienced, and inshallah, it will help to ground us so that we don't have these types of fallouts. We don't have these types of breakdowns that people experience. But we actually stop for a moment and take that deep breath, which is what everyone is telling us to do now, and understand that all of this is in Allah's plan, always has been and always will be, from the time of Kun until when the trumpet is blown. And to think other than that is only a state of delusion for the human being. We ask Allah to protect us from delusion. أقول قولي هذا استغفر لي ولكم وسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفر الله إنه هو غفور رحيم إن الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله عباد الله أذكركم بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى وذكركم بقوله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم حيث يقول في الحديث اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم وذكركم بشرف مكان مصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم حيث يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيد إبراهيم وعلى آل سيد إبراهيم إنك أنت حميد مجيد. And continuing with this thought, I just ask us to take a moment for us to reflect and to think back on something that perhaps we really wanted. And that despite our best efforts at trying to acquire that thing, that didn't happen. And that now, when we look back, that we understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not getting that thing was actually the best thing for us. Because as Allah says, or the Prophet ﷺ has said, that to leave something, Allah will give you something better, because today that we have something perhaps that is even better than that thing that we desire. And I'm sure that all of us can think of these instances. So this is just of many examples of Allah knowing what is better for us. And the amazing thing is that for many of the things that didn't happen for us, it was for the best. And really, we won't know this until the Akhirah. And that's where we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that by His not giving us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality, perhaps, is protecting us from things that might impact us with our relation, with regard to our relationship to Him or relationship to others in a manner that we don't even know, al-latif, the subtle, manifesting that subtleness in our life without us even knowing. I think about this in the context weekly of Musa alayhi salam traveling with Khidr alayhi salam, when he sees him carrying out these acts that are unconventional, did not seem to have any type of goodness within them, taking the life of this child, sinking the boat that they're in, damaging the property of this town. Musa alayhi salam is perplexed by these actions and cannot understand, only later to learn that the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of this was actually for the best. That's one of the reasons why I think that there's, from my own opinion, may Allah correct me, but my own opinion of why Kahf is suggested for the weekly reminder of this story. That over and over again, these plans that we have, the wisdom that we see, that we think something in reality from its outward is actually has an inner reality as well, and how much of that exists in our lives. Because sometimes it's difficult to look beyond the surface meanings, because all we see is that nothing is happening for us. It's just a closed door, a hopeless situation or a failure. And this is where it takes great strength, willpower, and wisdom to know that there is khair in every single thing from us, even when we can't see it. That's the message of Musa and Khidr alayhi salam. That in all of these things, as I said, that it takes great strength, willpower, determination, and wisdom to know that there is khair in it, even when we can't see it. And this is where we were asked to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit to the decree. And this is where we were asked to accept this reality and strive with patience and steadfast and strength and hope, knowing that the situation that we're in is the best situation for us, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting in Him, is where that lasting contentment comes from. And that's our foundation. And in that we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah describes of this category of people in the Quran of who He loves, for tawakkul ala Allah. Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin. And that we must constantly remind ourselves of that reality, that placing trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way to gain that love of Allah. And at times it's not an easy walk. That was the other message from my friend yesterday in the conversation. He said, "You have four daughters." I said, "Yeah." And we know the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ guarantees Jannah for the one who raises two daughters piously. He said, "Did you think it was going to be easy? Allah was just going to give you Jannah?" And think about it. That struck me at the Hajj this year, that if these are the difficulties that we have to go through to have our sins forgiven, then this is the path that Allah has laid out for us. Because what we are given in return, we could never pay for. But this is the path that Allah has laid out for us. So let us constantly remind ourselves that at every step of the way, that Allah is protecting us, that Allah is looking after us, and that He's loving us 70 times more than our mothers, and that he's doing things that seem so difficult to accept, however, they are actually the best thing for us. So my advice, inshallah ta'ala, is what we should do, remind myself and all of us in placing our trust in him. And we've heard that so many times. But how many times have I failed in that? That's the reminder to myself. Be satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, and be patient for us of what comes our way and what does not. And by all means, dream, hope, wish for the best, but put your trust in the one that knows better than you know yourself. And of course, plan as much as we want, but just remember that Allah is the best of planners. So don't become disheartened if we are not yet granted, employed, married, or given children, the things that we talked about before, because we may not be where we want to be in life, but we are exactly where Allah wants us to be. Allahumma arhamal mu'minina wal mu'minat, al muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya' minhum wal amwat, ya arhamar rahimin. Rabbana inna nas'aluka al huda wa tuqa wal afafa wa ghina 'anil nas. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وانصر أمتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نصرا من عندك يا رب العالمين اللهم من يدخل لهذه أمتي محمدية فوفقه لكل خير ومن يريد غير ذلك فخذه أخ العزيز المقتدر يا رب العالمين إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالحمد جدير اللهم خفف عن أمتي سيدنا محمد اللهم ألطف عن أمتي سيدنا محمد اللهم أرحم أمتي سيدنا محمد رحمة من عندك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم توب علينا اللهم كن معنا ولا تكون علينا أبدا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وشفاء لصدورنا يا رب العالمين وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
You've been listening to An Islamic Point of View. Imam Dawood Yazin was our lecture today, entitled We Plan and the Larger Plan for Us. I want to share that the community is invited to Bilal Masjid on Monday evening after Isha. Sheikh Qasim Hatim from Seattle is going to be visiting and giving a talk entitled Loving and Following the Prophet, and the community is invited to attend. Thank you for listening to An Islamic Point of View. You can listen to us here weekly on KBOO Portland at 8 a.m. every Sunday. Pathways is next.
أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Development Committee will meet the first Wednesday of each month at 4:30 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of We Are All Indians Now, an art exhibition by Stephen Johnson Leyba on Friday, March 6th from 6 to 11:30 p.m. at the AFRU Gallery in Portland. We Are All Indians Now is a mixed-media art exhibition that explores Leyba's passion in Native American roots. The artist will share a live performance at 7 p.m. The exhibit will continue from 2 to 6 p.m. on weekends to the end of March. Again, that's We Are All Indians Now, an art exhibition by Stephen Johnson Leyba, on Friday, March 6th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the AFRU Gallery, 534 Southeast Oak Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hello, and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join us for a visit with leaders in personal and cultural transformation. This is Donald Altman, sitting in for Pathways host, Paul O'Brien. I came upon an interesting quote the other day. It was by E.F. Schumacher. He said, "Any intelligent fool can make things bigger, more complex, and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction." For me, this quote speaks to our current time in history, and it seems if we're going to truly create something fresh and better, it won't be accomplished by applying the same kind of mind and mental processes that we use to make things bigger, more complex,